Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tammy, you can relate to this. Tara is in Mission Valley. She's with a super hot guy, but he has a bit of a clown history.
Okay, I'm dating this smoking hot guy. Like, he's so hot, but there's, like, this problem. I found out that he was a clown for children's parties when he was in college, and he has this collection of clown, like, artwork.
That was Tara. She's in Mission Valley. She needs your help for Love Him or List Him. 833-287-1037. So, Tara, this is triggering Tammy right now. She's deathly afraid of all things clowns.
Oh, I'm with you on that. Like, his grandpa got him into, like, clowning, and he says it'll be great someday when he has kids. And, like, he is good with children. Like, I can see this. So now I'm kind of, like, rethinking this, whatever. But, like, ever since I was a little kid, I also had a fear of clowns. And I know that it seems silly, but, like, I get these sweaty palms. Like, my heart rate goes up. And I don't know. Like, I don't know if I can get past this enough to consider, like, integrating a clown collection into my house. You know, much less a clown. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, do I make a stance where I go, like, okay, you can never dress as a clown around me?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, also, it's just, come on, it's a clown. It's still weird. I don't know. I really do like him, though. And did I mention, like, he's really hot.
Has he ever, like, asked you to look at him in his clown costume or wear clown makeup when he's with you? Or
no, it's not like a kink for him, thank goodness. Like, I'd be, like, out the door so fast.
Yeah, I totally 100% agree with you. Now, I was a roommate for a little while with an older woman, and her husband was big into clowns, and there was a lot of clown artwork and clown figurines, and I have to admit it was a little difficult living in that environment. So
yeah.
I totally understand what you're saying.
Do I seem sexist when I say having clown collections doesn't seem to be a guy thing? It seems more like a female thing, or is that just sexist?
I lived with
a
widow.
What?
And they were her husband's collection. Yeah. It was her husband's deal.
Yeah,
you know, and most
I'm
clowns are, a lot of clowns are male, you know, so I mean, I don't know.
I suppose.
It was his grandpa's thing, and I get that, but
yeah.
That's, I mean, he's really hot,
like, also,
right?
Also, now that you mention it, when you say collect, the word collection even, like any kind of collection is just like a red flag. It's always been that for me. Like some guy had all these Pez dispensers lined up in his kitchen and I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, okay, I get the collection thing. But he's really hot, right?
He's really hot. Like, he's really hot.
And you really like him, right?
He's such a nice guy. He's such, but this, like, I get so much anxiety about clown stuff anyway, and I'm just like, ugh. You know, and I don't know.
Tara, let's say you were afraid of heights and you started dating a super hot guy. Did we mention how hot he is? Mm-hmm. Who also happened to be a skydiver. Mm-hmm. Would that be something that you would be a deal breaker, like this clown thing is? Possibly?
I don't know. Like, would I probably have to go to like a hypnotist to get over it?
Yeah. Well, let's throw it out to the KSON loyal listeners. 833-287-1037. What do you think Tara should do with her super hot guy she's dating, but oh my God, he really likes clowns. He's been a clown. His grandpa was a clown. He has a clown collection.
Tara, any interest in of him bringing back his clownisms? He hasn't been a clown since college, you said, right?
No, but like he says, like someday when he has kids, he wants to do it again. Like, and this stuff is everywhere. Like, he keeps it. It's like a shrine to clowns in his place. So
might have to have a clown room if you move in together.
I was just reading an article where like people have a room for yoga. Like that would be great. That would be totally good.
Well, there you go. Okay. All right. We'll find out.
Quit clowning around, says Tara. 833-287-1037. Tara, do us a favor. Hang out. I know we're having a little bit of fun with this conversation, but you're serious about this. And
no, I am serious. I mean, I'm laughing too because it's so weird, but I need help. Like this is just ridiculous.
Okay. Well, we'll see what our KSON family has to say. Hang tight and give Tara some help. 833-287-1037. Should she love him or list him? John and Tammy, did we mention he's hot? San Diego's morning show on KSON.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm dating this smoking hot guy, so hot, but I found out that he was a clown for children's parties when he was in college, and he has this collection of clown like artwork.
That's Tara in Mission Valley. She needs your help on whether she should love her clown man or list him.
Debbie and El Cajon, what do you think, sweetheart?
Yeah, I don't think it was a big deal. It's like, so he has the fact that he was clowns. Clowns are happy things.
Is there something, Patty, that you are fearful of? Debbie. Like, Debbie, rather? Is there something that you're fearful of?
No, I'm not afraid of nothing.
You're not?
You know what? Grammar? That doesn't surprise me, Debbie.
No, nothing.
Very secure, Debbie, saying, no, it's all good. Don't worry about it. Thanks.
Thanks, Debbie.
Okay, you're welcome.
Isha in Lakeside, what is your take? Should she continue to see this really hot guy, even though she's worried about clowns being around?
I think if this guy is as hot as she is saying he is hot, what makes it him not a hot clown? Maybe she should utilize that and turn him into like a little business of like the hot clown guy.
Well, look at you being all entrepreneurial.
Maybe he looks good in the uniform because he's that darn hot.
Tammy, you're afraid of clowns. Yes. Would you accept a hot clown into your home?
If he was that darn good looking and he made the suit look good.
I've never seen a clown with really good abs and a bare chest, so maybe I would.
Some suspenders, clown suspenders, but nothing underneath.
Okay, easy. Yeah. Hey, listen to you guys. Good Lord. We put a lot of thought into this, aren't you?
Don't listen.
keep him around. This might be a thing.
It's great advice. Thank you, honey.
Look at you. Catalina in PB. Tara needs your help. What do you think she should do with her clown? Literal clown. Love him or list him?
I think she should love him. I hear that she really likes him. He's a nice guy, super good looking, and all of those qualities are so hard to find.
That's a great point.
I totally understand the clown issue. I have a daughter that we couldn't go to Chunky Cheese or any type of parties that had clowns when she was little. But I have three daughters in their 20s, and so I just think that if you found a great guy and things progress, like Tammy said, have a clown room or garage, let him have his man cave as a clown or something like that.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right, Tara, everyone has chimed in and given their opinion. What does Tara think she wants to do?
I mean, he's so hot, right? But also, like, the thing I realize is every guy is going to have something, and every guy usually does, and it's usually, like, the guy with the Pez thing was also kind of a jerk. Like, when we go to a restaurant, he was a jerk to the waiter. So, like, there was, like, a lot of reasons for that guy to be, like, the wrong guy for me, and every guy is going to have some sort of awful thing about him. I don't know if you've dated lately, but it's terrible out there. So I'm thinking, like, if the worst thing is this clown stuff, like, maybe I should work on getting... Because he's a really good guy. I just hate it. I just hate the clown.
Tara,
I hate the clown so much.
Question, is he attractive?
Okay, you know he is. You know, yes.
I like your idea of just you're going to continue to go because you enjoy him. He's a good human. He's super hot.
The only thing you have to look for is if he gives you a flower and water squirts out of it, then you probably want to run.
Yeah.
I don't want any of it. Like, I don't want a bird in a hat. I don't want any of that stuff. Or that's magician.
It's okay.
We got it.
It's totally fine.
So no magicians either, as long as we're on the topic.
No, like, let's not.
Well, you know what? Maybe in a year or so, we can check back in with you and see how it's going. Okay.
I want a bird in the hat.
Okay. Yeah. Keep my number.
I will, because I really think you're doing the right thing by giving him a chance. As much as I don't like clowns, I think you are.
But remember, if a tiny car pulls up and 55 of his friends pile out of it, you got to run.
I'm racing to the border.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good luck, Tara. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.